Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹，下午好。
Actually, not very long ago, I was thinking about this song, "How Great Thou Art."
不久之前，我就在想，这首诗歌，你真伟大。
You know, when we go to heaven, there probably a lot of songs that we sing on this earth will not be sang anymore.
那当我们去到天堂之后，可能我们现在是唱了很多歌，以后不会再唱。
But I have a feeling that we will be singing "How Great Thou Art" in heaven too.
但我认为我们在天国也会一起唱《你真伟大》这首歌。
Now, from what Brother Fan has led, he had good memory.
那谭弟兄刚刚所领唱的时候，我看得出他有很好的记忆力。
Because I told him that today I'll be sharing about fellowship with one another.
因为我跟他讲说，我们今天的主题就是彼此团契。
But he remembered the last time when I shared about fellowship with God.
但他却记得我们上一次，我们分享到是与神团契的主题。
The last time I shared is that before we can have true fellowship with God, we must have fellowship with. Before we can have fellowship with one another, we must have fellowship with God first.
上次我分享到，在我们彼此团契之前，我们必须要学会怎样与神交通。
So today I'd like to continue from there and share with you how we can fellowship with one another.
因此今天我想跟大家分享的就是怎样在主内彼此交通。
The focus, you will find that one phrase that I'll use a lot today is one another.
今天你会听见我经常讲到彼此这个词。
And the aim of us fellowshipping one another is to build up, to edify one another.
我们彼此团契的目的就是要互相建立。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, as we come here, we ask that you prepare our hearts.
父神，我们来到这里的时候，愿你预备我们的心。
That we will hear you.
让我们能听见你的话语。
Holy Spirit, we ask that you use your word to pierce through our heart.
圣灵，愿你的话语能刺穿我们的心。
So that we will respond the way you want us to respond.
让我们能让你要我们那样子的回应。
We'll hear you and we'll do what you say.
我们听见圣灵你的话语，也能做你要我们做的事。
We commit this time to you in Christ's name. We pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. Amen.Now, if you've been to church for a while, you will know that you'll hear about the word fellowship.
如果你来到教会有一段的时间，你可能会经常听到团契或者交通这个词。
What is your idea of fellowship?
那你对于团契这个词是什么样的概念呢？
Is it perhaps like a few of us, we gathered together yesterday, we have some picnic together. Is that what you have in mind?
那是不是就像昨天我们一起有一个野餐那样子，就是团契呢？
Or perhaps some families get together, have a potluck dinner.
或者有一些家庭在一起吃火锅，那就团契呢？
I think fellowship is more than that.
那团契是不是就是这样子而已呢？
I think by now you all know the word fellowship in the original Greek has the meanings of sharing something in common.
在其实不但如此的，在原文希腊文里面，团契的意思是彼此共同分享。
Now what I'd like to share with you today is that we as a local church together, What is the aim of us gathering together?
那今天我想跟大家分享的就是，我们作为一个教会，我们彼此团契的目的是什么呢？
And then, what is our goal? What do we want to achieve?
那我们的目的也是什么呢？
And what is our actions? How do we accomplish it?
那我们应该怎样去做到呢？
If you have the Bible, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
如果大家有圣经的话，请翻到以弗所书第四章十二节。
Now God put us together as a church for a purpose.
神把我们作为教会聚集在一起，是有一个目的的。
And as you look at these two verses, The aim for God put us together is to edify one another.
当你看到这两节的时候，你会发现神要我们在一起的目的就是要彼此建立。
The word edify comes from original word which means building up. It's just like you build up a building, you lay a brick upon one upon another.
建立这个词，就好像是建房子，你在一直砌砖，建成一个房子那样子。
So God put us together so that we can build up one another and not tearing down.
所以神把我们放在一起是要彼此建立，而不是彼此摧毁。
And we are to build with patience, just like how the builder built a house.
就好像我们建房子是要耐心的去建，那同样的，我们彼此建立是要需要很大的耐心。
Now, if we keep this in mind, our gatherings will be a lot more meaningful and purposeful.
那如果我们记住这两点的话，那我们会相信我们在一起的时间是非常有意义的。
So remember, God put us together to fellowship with one another so that we can edify and build up one another.
因此，神把我们放在一起，是要我们彼此建立。
Now, next is our goal.
那下一个就是我们的目的。
Our goal is the fullness of Christ.
我们的目的就是要满有基督长成的身量。
That we will all become like Christ.
因此，我们可以长成基督的模样。
Now, how can we reach that?
那我们怎样才能达到呢？
Now, first of all, we must come to the unity of the faith.
因此，我们第一点必须要做到的就是要在信心上一致。
If you look at verse 13 here, the word faith here means a moral conviction upon the truth.
如果你在第十三节第四章十三节看到这里讲到真道上同归于一。
That's why if you read the Chinese Bible, it's actually translated into the word truth.
这里讲到的是真道。
Our faith must be upon the truth.
我们的信心必须要在真道上一致。
It must not be upon some facts or beliefs that we think it is right.
我们的信仰不能建立在一些我们觉得是对的或者看起来是对的东西上。
But it must be upon God's truth.
但一定要建立在神的真道上。
It is very important for us to have the right doctrine.
因此要有正确的教义是非常重要的。
And our doctrine must be based on the Bible and nothing else.
我们的教义一定是要建立在圣经的基础上而不是别的事情上。
Now, if the Bible is very clear on something, we stick to that and we will not compromise.
如果圣经明确地指出一件事情，我们就要完全遵守这件事情，我们不可以让步。
But if the Bible is silent on something, we don't try to come up with something which we believe is right.
如果圣经没有提到一件事情，我们不要去创造一件事情，觉得这件事情是对的。
Now, why is doctrine important?
为什么教义是重要的呢？
Because it determines our course of action.
因为教义能决定出我们的行为。
How we will live.
我们怎样去生活。
Now, the way to maturity is through the truth.
我们怎样才能成熟呢？必须要通过真理。
Through the word of God.
通过神的真理。
When we all grow in the word of God,
当我们在神的真道上成长的时候，
we will all come to the unity of truth and our unity of our faith.
我们就能在真道上，在信仰上一致。
We will be of one mind and one heart.
我们就能有一样的心智。
Next, we will grow in the knowledge of the Son of God.
那接着就是我们要在对神了解中成长。
We will grow in our relationship with Christ.
我们要在与神的关系中成长。
Now, it is possible for us to know the Bible.
我们可以很了解圣经，
but have very little knowledge of Christ.
但是却并不了解基督。
Now there are people who have attended Bible study classes, seminars, and courses for years.
可能有人会常年都已经参加了很多不同的小组、不同的查经班。
But there is no change in their life.
但是生命却没有改变。
You know, if you look at their life, you can't see Christ in them.
可能在他们的生命里你看不出基督的模样。
Now that is not what we want.
这不是要我们所做到的。
We study the Bible because we want to be like Christ.
我们学习圣经是因为我们想成为基督的模样。
We want to grow in our relationship with Him.
我们是想与基督的关系中成长。
We want to live our life the way He wants us to live.
我们是希望像基督一样过我们的 生命。
Now what is the key?
那关键是什么呢？
The key is obedience.
关键就是顺服。
You see, those people who have gained a lot of knowledge about the Bible, but their life never changed.
那你可能看到有一些他们已经很了解圣经的话语，但是生命没有改变的人呢？
It is because they are not willing to obey Christ in everything.
是因为他们没有凡事顺服基督。
They choose when they want to obey Christ.
他们选择几时去顺服基督。
Now, if there is area in their life they are not prepared to give up, they say no.
因此，可能在生命中有一些方面，他们不愿意放手的，他们就不顺服基督。
But if this area in their life which is not very important to them, they say okay, I'll obey.
可能有一些方面，他们觉得没那么重要，他们会愿意顺服基督。
Now, friends, we cannot fool God.
朋友们，我们不可以欺骗神。
We cannot come to God in our term.
我们不可以用自己的方式来到神面前。
We can't tell him, God, I choose to obey you in when, where I want, in whatever areas I want.
我们不可以跟神讲，神啊，我只能在这几方面，在这段时间顺服你。
God demands complete obedience.
神是要我们完全的顺服。
He will have nothing less than that.
神不满足于任何低于完全顺服的事情。
If you really want to know Christ, you must be willing to surrender your life completely.
因此，如果你愿意认识神的话，你必须要决定完全的顺服神。
And be willing to obey Him in everything.
而且要愿意在凡事都顺服。
Now, as we do that, we will grow into a perfect man.
如果我们这样子做的话，我们就能长成基督的模样。
We will be one who is complete and of full age.
我们就能变成完全的，而且是长大成人的模样。
One who is mature, one who is like Christ in our action, in our word, and our thought.
我们可以成熟，成为基督的模样。
You know, that is my desire, and I believe that is God's desire for our congregations here.
这是我所希望见到的，我也相信这是神所愿意每个人所做到的。
That is to see every one of us here is to grow into the fullness of Christ.
就是让我们每一个人都能长成基督的身量。
And if you read on the passage of Ephesians 4, you see that then we will not become like children anymore, each one of us.
那如果继续读下去的话，你会发现以佛所书讲到，我们之后就不是再成为小孩的模样。
But that we will become mature, and every one of us play its part in building up the body of Christ.
我们会成熟起来，而且我们会彼此可以建立。
So that is our aim.
这是
our goal.
这是我们的目的。
Now next is our actions.
那接着就是我们的行为。
Now you see, when Christians meet together.Very often, we just get together to have a good time.
当我们基督徒在一起聚会的时候，很多时候都是在一起想有一个美好的时间。
Now, it is nice to have a good time together.
因此，在一起聚会有一段美好的时间是好事情。
It shows that we enjoy one another's company.
因为让我们觉得我们彼此在一起是很高兴的。
But apart from just having a good time, we also want to build up one another.
但除此之外，我们还是更希望是通过聚会来彼此建立。
And let me show you some of the things what the Bible says we can do in building up one another.
让我给大家看一看，圣经里讲到我们怎样做可以彼此建立。
First is to bear one another's burden.
第一个就是要互相分担重担。
If you have the Bible, please turn with me to Galatians chapter 6, verse 2.
如果有圣经的话，请大家翻到加拉太书第六章第二节。
Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
这里讲到，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
The word bear here means to take it up or to carry.
这里分担的意思就是帮助背负、承重或者背起来。
Now, if you have to carry a bag of rice, I know they don't have 50 kilograms rice nowadays, but if you have to carry that, it's not easy by yourself.
假设你要一个人扛一袋50公斤的大米，你会觉得非常的吃力。
But if you have two persons to share, it makes it a lot easier.
但是如果有两个人一起扛这个五十公斤的米的话，就容易了很多。
How do we carry one another's burden?
那我们怎样能互相分担重担呢？
We be sensitive to the needs of others.
我们要留意观察别人的需要。
And we always look out for opportunity that we can fulfill the needs of others.
以及我们要总是找机会能满足他人的需要。
We get alongside the person and help in any practical way we can.
我们帮助这个人在我们可以力所能及的方法上。
Sometimes maybe you just need to lend a listening ear.
可能我们有时候要愿意听人家的需要。
But sometimes we may need to sacrifice our time and even our money.
很多时候可能我们要牺牲自己的时间甚至金钱来帮助别人。
Next area we can do for one another is to please one another. If you turn with me to Romans 15, please.
下一个讲到的就是我们的行为就是要互相讨邻舍喜悦。
Romans
翻到罗马书十五章一到三节。
Romans 15, we will just read verse 1-2. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good.Leading to edification.
罗马书十五章一到二节，我们坚固的人应该担当不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
Now, let me try to explain this verse with an illustration.
让我打一个比方，跟大家解释这一段话语。
Now, those of you if you have ever got onto the plane, you know what it's like.
我想大家都坐过飞机，也知道坐飞机怎么一回事。
Now, when you first board into the plane, if you are observant, you will notice a few things.
如果你留意观察的话，你会在飞机里发现几件事情。
Now, you will observe that the seasoned traveler, you know, when they get into the plane, what do they do?
你会发现那些经常坐飞机的人，他们在飞机里的表现是怎么样的？
You know, They know exactly where is their seat. They get there and they just very quickly they put their luggage away.
他们知道自己的座位在哪里，很快的坐好，然后把自己的行李放好。
Then they sit down and they make themselves comfortable. They will request anything they want from the air hostess and they start to rest.
那他们把自己弄得很舒服，然后呢，如果需要什么，他们会跟乘务员讲。
But there's another group of people who I call the first timer.
那有些是第一次坐飞机的。
Now the first timer, they got onto the plane, they had a hard time trying to find the seat.
他们可能因为没坐过飞机，所以呢找不到自己的座位。
And some of them, you know, have hard time, especially the elderly, trying just to put the luggage on their luggage compartment.
可能比较老年的乘客呢，他们甚至比较困难把自己的行李放上去。
Some of them may even have problems trying to find the seat belt or how to put it on.
可能有些不懂得怎么样系那个安全带。
Now, the verse here in this context is like, if you are a seasoned traveler.
那这一段话语，罗马书这段话语就好像说，如果你是一个熟练的坐飞机的乘客。
And then you see a first timer coming onto the plane. Instead of sitting down there and just relax yourself.
那在飞机上你看到有一个第一次坐飞机的乘客。
Now, you get alongside the first timer, you help him and you show him what to do and help him settle down.
他很无助，你并不是在那里袖手旁观，而是你上前，你帮助他解决他的需要。
So in the same way, for those of us who are more mature in the Lord,
那同样的，我们在这里比较成熟，在基督里比较成熟的弟兄们。
We see young Christians and how they struggle in their life.
我们看到年轻的基督徒，他们在他们的生命中有挣扎。
We don't just sit there and then we smile and maybe we laugh at them inside our heart.
我们不可以就这样子袖手旁观，心里笑他们。
But rather we should get alongside and help them.
我们应该主动的去帮助他们。
Next is the verses that Brother Tham shared with us from Hebrews 10:24-25.
下一段经文是取自希伯来书10:24-25.
If you have the Bible, please turn with me to Hebrews 10.
如果大家有圣经的话，请翻到希伯来书十章。
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
这里讲到，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
The word here provoke has the meaning of stirring up.
这里讲到是激励，激励的意思就是要激发别人。
So here we are to provoke one another. This is a positive way, right?
这里讲到就是我们要互相激励，是从一个正面的角度来讲的。
Now we are to provoke one another to love and to good works.
我们要激励他人往爱和好的行为上做。
How can we do that?
那我们要怎样去实行呢？
I believe the best way we can do that is by our example.
那我觉得最好的方法就是我们自己要做一个好的榜样。
The best way to get somebody else to do something is set the example yourself.
我们怎样能最好的激励他人做好的事情呢？我们自己必须要做一个好的榜样。
As we do good and as we show love to others,We will stir up those people around us to want to do the same.
当我们做好事情，当我们乐于去爱别人的时候，我们周围的人也会被激励做同样的事情。
Next, let us look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4:18.
下一个，请大家翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第4:18.
We are to comfort one another.
下一个行为是我们要互相安慰。
1 Thessalonians 4:18, therefore comfort one another with these words.
这里讲到，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
The same original Greek word that was used here for comfort, when it translates into English word, it can be translated also into the words exhort and edify.
这原文希腊文安慰或劝慰这个词。也是可以被翻译成建立，或者是劝勉或者祈求。
So it carries the meanings of exhorting and edifying one another.
这个意思就包含了是劝勉，以及是建立的意思。
Have you ever visited someone in a hospital?
大家有去医院看过别人吗？探访过别人吗？
The person is sick and lying there helplessly.
可能病人他在医院里非常的无助，他病得很严重。
And you are lost for word, and you don't really know what to say.
你可能不知道要怎样，要用什么样的话语去安慰这个人。
You try to cheer them up by saying something positive.
你可能会想讲一些正面的话语来激励这个人。
But sometimes deep inside you, you know that.Really, how empty those words are.
但是在内心，你知道，你讲的话都是很空的。
I believe the best way that we can comfort one another in situation like that is using God's word.
我相信，在这种情况下，我们能安慰别人最好的方法就是通过神的话语。
God's word will bring real comfort and hope.
神的话语能给别人带来。安慰和希望。
Next, we can counsel one another.
下一个我们要做的就是互相商议。
If you turn with me to Psalm 55:14,
如果大家翻到诗篇55:14,
we took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throne.
我们素常彼此论谈论。以为甘甜。 我们与群众在神的殿中同行。
Now we are to cultivate a habit of seeking counsel from one another before we make decisions.
我们要养成一个好的习惯，就是在我们做决定前要互相商议。
You know, most of us don't have that habit.
我们很多人都没有这个习惯。
We all have a very independent spirit.
我们的灵都是非常独立的。
And we are all very proud people.
我们的灵也是非常骄傲的。
We think that we know what's the best.
我们认为我们知道什么对我们来讲是最好的。
So it is not a natural thing for us when we make with decisions that we say, "Oh, let me go and seek counsel from someone else."
因此，我们本能的就不会希望问别人的意见。
And if you turn with me to Proverbs 15:22.
如果我们再看一看箴言第十五章二十二节
Proverbs 15:22 says, "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established."
不先商议，所谋无效；谋事众多，所谋乃成。
So the Bible tells us that if you have seek counsel and you have many counselors, it is more likely that your plans will be successful.
圣经讲到说，如果我们在做决定前能互相商议，而且我们有很多能商议的人的话，我们做的决定就可能会成功。
So let us form a habit of learning to seek counsel.
因此，让我们养成互相商议的习惯。
Seek counsel from somebody that you can trust.
你要跟一个你能信任的人商议。
Somebody who has lived a godly life.
一个虔诚属神的人商议。
You know, don't just seek counsel from someone that you think will agree with you.
不只是咨询一个你认为他会同意你讲的话的人。
In fact, it is safer to seek counsel from somebody that you think may disagree with you.
但是我认为，与其这样，还不如去跟一个你觉得他不会赞同你意见的人商议。
Because this person, you know that he will not be afraid to speak his mind.
因为这个人，你知道他不会害怕，不敢把自己的想法讲出来。
But unfortunately, there are some of us, we seek counsels when we already make up our mind.
但是不幸的是，我们很多时候与人商议之前，我们的决定已经做好了。
We actually have already make up our mind, but we thought we just ask somebody and hopefully.They agree with us, and then we feel better.
那我们其实已经做好决定了，但是我们还是跟人商议，因为如果别人也赞同我们的决定，那我们就更加好受一点。
So we go along, and then we ask somebody else counsel, and then if it happens that what he share is different from what I decide,
那如果他们跟我的意见是跟我所决定的是不一致的话。
And I will just walk away, continue just to do what I already make up my mind to do.
那我就不理他们给我的意见，继续做我所决定要做的事情。
There are a lot of people like that around.
那很多时候我们都会遇到这样的情况。
If you don't believe me, you ask Eric afterward.
如果你不相信的话，你可以问问 Eric 之后。
There are many a times I think he can tell you that people go and ask him.What car should I buy? Should I buy this car or not?
因为很多时候人家会咨询，说我应该买什么样的车，我应该买这个车还是那个车好。
And then he told them, "No, you better don't." And then the next thing he found out that they still buy that car.
那他会跟人讲这个车不好，你不要买。但是人家最后还是买了。
In the same way, there are a lot of Christians who are like that.
同样的，很多基督徒也是会有这样的情况。
So that's why we go and seek counsel from people we think will agree with us.
因此，我们应该与那些我们觉得不会赞同我们意见的人商议。
And then, when we find out that we make a mistake, we sometimes in our heart, maybe we don't say, but in our heart we say, "Oh, this brother and sisters said the same thing. Agree, suggest that I do this."
那因此，如果我们之后做错了的话，我们会在心里想，哦，之前可能有人跟我讲过，不应该这样做的。
We sort of try to shift the blame to someone else.
哦， 或者说之前有人叫我这样做，所以都是怪他，不是我的决定。
So let us learn to humble ourselves and seek counsel. Counsel from people that you can trust, people you know that they are not afraid to speak their mind.
因此我们要与那些我们值得我们信任的人商议，而且这些人是不会害怕讲出自己的意见来的。
Next, please turn with me to James 5:16.
下一段经文，请大家翻到雅各书第五章第十六节。
This one tells us that we are to be accountable to one another.
这里提醒到我们要互相负责。
James 5:16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man."Availeth much.
雅各书五章十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
Now, you will not find this common in most church.
你可能会在很多教会中都发现不到这种情况。
You see, most of us we are very nice to one another.
我们很多人在教会里都会对大家非常的好。
We are very polite and we don't like to confront.
我们非常有礼貌，我们也不喜欢去质疑别人。
But really, if we want to truly walk and grow in the Lord, it is very important for us to have someone that we can be accountable to.
但是如果我们真的是要在主内成长的话，我们必须要找一个我们能彼此负责的人。
You need somebody who is prepared to come and ask you the hard question.
你需要有一个人是预备好能过来问一些让你难堪的问题。
If you turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 and 10,
如果你跟我一起翻到传道书四章九节的话
Chapter 4 verse 9 and verse 10
传道书四章九到十节
is after Proverbs
就在箴言书之后
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor for if they fall one will lift up his companion but woe to him who is alone when he fallsFor he has no one to help him up.
这里讲到两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
So it is very important for us as we walk the Christian walk that we find someone that we can be accountable to.
因此我们在主里成长的时候我们必须要找到一个能跟我们互相负责的人
Now really that is the ideas of when we have a small group studies too
这也就是为什么我们会有很小的小组学习班
You see a good study group is one that when you study the Bible together andYou are able to put that into practice.
一个好的小组就是我们一起学圣经的时候，能把学到的话语应用在生活上。
Now, very often we can go to a Bible study group.
我们可能经常可以参加小组。
And we gain knowledge.
我们在得到了很多智慧在小组里。
But that knowledge just remains knowledge.
但是这些所学的知识只是知识而已。
It does not change our life.
却没有改变我们的生命。
A good study is when you gain knowledge, but that knowledge changes your life.
一个好的小组学习就是我们不但能学习神的话语，而且这些话语能改变我们的生命。
So a good study group is where after you study the Bible, that you make applications in your daily life.
我们可以应用在生活上。
And then the rest of the groups who are together with you will make you accountable for that decision that you made.
那其他的组员呢，也会让你对你所讲的话负责。
So if you know that those in the group, they're going to ask you some of these questions. It helps you, you know, to make sure that you carry on what you have applied to do.
因此，如果别的组员问你一些问题的话，也能帮助你去准备好自己怎样行为上能应用到神的话语。
So let me encourage every one of you that if you are in a group, as you study the word, put that into practice.
因此，我鼓励大家，当我们在小组学习的时候，我们要应用起来我们所学到的东西。
And then those of you who are in the group, you can help to make one another accountable.
那别的组员也要帮助你，大家互相负责。
All right, let's move on to the next one. Admonish one another.
然后之后下一个行为就是互相劝诫。
Please turn with me to Romans 15:14.
请大家翻到罗马书十五章十四节。
And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish, caution, or reprove gently one another.
弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般的智慧，也能彼此劝诫。
Now this part is probably even harder to do than being accountable to one another.
彼此劝诫比彼此负责更难做到。
Like I said just now, you know, when we meet together as in our gathering, we are normally very nice to one another.
那就好像我刚刚讲到，当我们在小组聚会的时候，我们彼此都是非常友善的。
And it is not our natural tendency to want to go and admonish another person.
因此，我们本能的是不喜欢去劝诫别人的。
But if you really love and care for another person, there may be times where you need to do that.
但是如果你真的是爱那个人的话，有些时候你必须要劝诫这个人。
You need to ask God to give you courage to do that.
你要向神祈求勇气去做到这件事情。
But you must remember here it also says that you must do it gently.
这里也讲到你必须要温柔地去劝诫。
So, if you see a brother that you know, if he lives a life that is in sin and disobeying God,
因此如果你知道你有个弟兄他在罪中生活的话，
and you know that he has continued to do that for a long time,
你也知道他在这个罪上是不断地犯。
So, sometimes you may need to get along him andJust sit down and take that courage and go and talk to him.
有时候你就必须把他抓到一边，要有这个勇气去劝诫他。
Proverbs 28:23.
箴言书第二十八章23节。
Proverbs 28:23 tell us that he who rebukes a man will find more favor afterwards than he who flatters with the tongue.
箴言二十八章二十三节，责备人的后来蒙人喜悦，多于那用舌头厌媚人的。
So, brothers and sisters, sometimes we may need to do that.
因此，弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们必须要这样子做。
And it is better sometimes to do this than to flatter one another.
我们有时候，必须是要去劝诫别人，而不是去。去讨好别人。
All right. Next is, if you have the Bible, turn with me to Galatians 6:1, please.
下一段，请大家翻到加拉太书六章一节。
We are to restore one another.
我们还要互相挽回。
Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault.Ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
加拉太书六章一节讲到，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
The word here fault means fallen, you fell off.
这里讲到的过犯指的就是所跌倒所犯罪的事情。
The word restore here means to mend, to make perfect again.
这里讲到的挽回意思就是修补，帮助这个人起来的意思。
Now here the word overtaken, it carries the idea of being surprised.
Overtaken. 这里这个被过犯所胜，所胜这个字呢，就是
surprise，
就是被。
It has the meaning of being surprised.
就是被过犯所。惊吓到。
Okay. It is not a case of deliberate disobedience.
这里的所犯的过犯并不是故意的犯罪。
So here it is not talking about somebody who deliberately disobey God and continue to do that.
这段经文讲到的并不是那些故意不断的犯罪的那些人。
Now let me try to illustrate this with you riding bicycle on a road that is full of potholes.
就好像有一个人在很多坑的一条路上骑单车。
So let's imagine there's a road that is full of potholes.
那这条路呢就很多坑。
And then you are riding the bicycle along with another brother.
那你跟另一个弟兄就一起在这条路上骑单车。
Now because he did not pay attention and he ran into a big pothole.
那因为他没有注意到，他就不小心跌到了一个坑里面。
And then he fell down, he was bruised and his bicycle was damaged.
那他摔倒之后他就伤痕累累，然后他的车也摔坏了。
So you quickly get down, you help to dress his wound.
那你就下去，你赶快帮他包扎伤口。
And you also help him to repair his bicycle.
那你也帮他把他的车给单车给修补好。
Then you help him to get onto the bike again, and you move on again together.
那你再扶他上车，你们再一起继续骑单车走。
So you get the picture?
那你能想象到这个比喻就是这段话的意思吗？
Alright. So if you see a brother that has fallen.
因此，如果你看到你的弟兄被过犯所胜，
help him, get alongside him and help him to get up again.
你就得帮助他，帮他起来，帮他继续往前走。
And then move on together.
然后你们一同往前走。
And here the Bible also warns us.
那这里圣经也提醒我们，
considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
圣经警告我们说又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So if you are not careful, you may be the next one that fall into that pothole.
因此如果你自己不小心的话，可能你实现之后也会摔到那坑里面。
Alright, so we are to restore one another.
因此我们是要彼此挽回。
Next, we are to strengthen one another.
下一个行为就是要互相坚定。
If you turn with me to Luke 22 verse 32,
如果大家翻到路加福音22:32，
Luke 22:32, But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
这里讲到，但我已经为你们祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Now the word here strengthen actually does not mean make it stronger.
这个坚固或坚力的意思并不代表说令它更加强大。
But it has the meaning of establish.
这个有包含了建立的意思。
It has the meaning of setting fast.
这个有让它在正路上行走的意思。
That's right. It has the meaning of setting into a right directions and move on.
它这个意思就包括了你要帮助这个人在正路上行走。
So when the Bible tells us here that we are to strengthen one another,
因此圣经讲到让我们互相坚立的意思。
It means that we are to help one another to set fast on the path, the right path.
也就是要我们彼此帮助。能在正确的道路上往正确的方向行走。
That we will help one another to go in the right path and not be distracted.
因此我们在这路上行走的时候就不会往左往右偏差。
I think if those of you who have read the book called Pilgrim Progress,
可能大家会读过一本书叫 Pilgrim Progress,
and you see that the Christian walk is full of temptations all along the roadside.
基督徒生命中的行走就是有非常多的试探。
So here we are to help one another to set on the right path and not get distracted.
因此我们要帮助互相兼顾，并不要被试探所分心。
All right, please turn with me now to Ephesians 4:32.
请大家翻到下一个经节是以弗所书四章三十二节。
Next, we are to forgive one another.
下一个行为是要互相饶恕。
Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
以弗所书四章三十二节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now, because we are all human beings,
我们都是人。
So there will be a time when we have wronged someone, or somebody else has wronged us.
所以有可能以后或者之前我们得罪过别人，或者别人得罪过我们。
Maybe we hurt another brother, or we are hurt by that brother.
我们或者被这个弟兄所伤害，或者我们伤害了这个弟兄。
Now when this happens, there are three common responses.
一般如果这种事情发生的话，有三种比较常见的回应。
Number one, we become bitter, and we may even leave the church.
第一个回应就是我们心里苦毒，那我们之后可能就不跟这个弟兄来往，或者离开了教会。
Number two, we become discouraged, and then we try to avoid the person.
第二个常见的回应就是我们很气了。以后就尽量避免跟这个弟兄来往。
Oh, number three, maybe we try to forgive the other persons, but we cannot forget.
那第三个情况就是我们会尝试去饶恕这个弟兄，但是我们却不能忘记这件事。
But the Bible tells us that we are to forgive one another.
但是圣经一而再再而三讲到我们要饶恕。
We are to forgive one another unconditionally, just like Christ has forgiven us.
我们要无条件的饶恕别人，就如同神是无条件的饶恕了我们一样。
And we are to forget, just as God forget.
我们也要忘掉这件事，就如神忘掉了一样。
When God forget about our transgressions, it means that He does not hold it against us anymore.
当神选择了忘记了我们的过犯的时候，这就意味着他不会再因为我们的过犯而惩罚我们。
So if we are hurt by someone,
因此如果我们被别人所得罪的话，
not only we are to forgive,
我们不但要饶恕，
we are to forget also.
我们还要遗忘这件事。
Just one more and then I'll finish.
还有一个行为。
Ephesians 4:2.
以弗所书四章第二节。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
以弗所书四章二节讲到，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
I believe the most important of all that we can do for one another is to love one another.
我相信我们彼此之间能做到最好的事情就是彼此相爱。
If you turn with me to Proverbs 10:12,
如果大家翻到箴言第十章第十二节。
Proverbs 10:12 say, "Hatred stirs up strife." But love covers all sins.
箴言十章十二节，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过犯。
Now you can be doing all the above that I've just shared, but with no love.
我们可能可以做到之前我们所有所讲到的事情，但却没有任何爱心。
So, you know, we can please one another, we can strengthen one another, we can restore one another.
我们可能可以彼此包容，彼此挽回，彼此商议，彼此安慰。
But there is no love.
但是没有爱。
Then what you doing will be just mechanical.
那你这样子做的所做的事情就是像机械一样。
It will be cold.
就是如机械般，是没有感情的，很冷漠的。
But when there is love, faults become insignificant.
但如果我们中间有爱的话，那我们的过错就变得微不足道了。
Just like Proverbs here tell us.Love covers all sin.
就好像这段话讲到，爱能遮掩一切过错。
So when you have love for another person, you are able to overlook his or her fault.
那如果你对这个人是有爱的话，那你就可以做到忽略他的过错。
But if you have no love, a small little fault of this person can suddenly become a very big issue.
但是如果你心中没有爱的话，别人一点点的过错却能成为一个非常大的问题。
When you have love, shortcomings become bearable.
当你有爱的话，那别人的缺点就能可以就变成可以承受的。
Fear and doubts disappear.
而且我们对别人的害怕以及怀疑也会消失。
And what remains is a warm assurance that there is an unconditional acceptance.
那剩下的就是我们能确定我们可以无条件的接受别人。
Please turn with me to 1 John 4:11.
请大家一起跟我翻到约翰一书四章十一节。
1 John 4:11, Beloved,If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
这里讲到，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
So it is not an option, it is a command.
因此，彼此相爱并不是可选择的，而是神的命令，我们一定要做到。
Let me summarize to conclude.
让我做一个总结。
God put us together for the purpose of us edifying one another.
当神把我们放在一起的时候，他的目的是要我们彼此建立。
So that we can all grow to the fullness of Christ.
让我们都能长成基督的身量。
So the next time when we gather together and have fellowship with one another.
因此，下次我们在一起。聚会团契的时候
，keep all this in mind and look for ways how we can build up one another.
我们要纪念我们刚刚所讲到的几点，我们要找到怎样彼此建立的方式。
Think of how we can bear one another's burden.
找到彼此能分担负担的方式。
Think of seek a way how we can please one another.
也要想到如何彼此讨邻舍喜悦。
Think of ways how we can provoke one another to love and good works.
如何彼此激励？
How we can comfort one another.
如何互相安慰？
How we can give counsel to one another.
如何互相商议？
How we can be accountable to one another.
如何互相负责？
How we can admonish one another.
如何互相劝诫？
How we can restore one another.
如何互相挽回
？How we can strengthen one another？
如何互相坚定
？How we can forgive one another？
如何互相饶恕
？And most important of all, how we can love one another？
最重要的一点是我们要学会如何彼此相爱。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父神啊，我们为了你的话语感谢你。
And we thank you that you have put us together.
谢谢你把我们聚集在一起。
And help us to be able to build up one another.
帮助我们能彼此建立。
Strengthen us, Lord.
父神，巩固我们。
That we can together build up one another.
让我们能在一起，能做到彼此建立。
That we can all grow to become like Christ.
因此，我们都能长成满有基督的身量。
That we can bring glory to your name.
我们也能将荣耀归到你的名。
In Christ's name, I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.